Daf is Daf Yud. So we got to the last two words of Tes Amid Beis. We were discussing Palgina and Dibura. So the Gemara now quotes another statement. Amar Rava. Rava says, going to the top of Yud, Amar Rava Ploni Baal Ishti. So if a person says, I saw Ruvain Baal Ishti and his wife, Huva Acher Mitzdarfin Lahargo, the husband can be Mitzdarf with another aide to testify against this man, against the Baal, Avalo Lahargo, but he's not able to testify against his own wife. Because as Rashi says in the top here, Lefisha Karov Hu Etzlo, she's a Karovtim, of course. And Viafa Gavdim Mehemnina Le Bahai Sadus Lagave Chavre, Lo Mehemnin Le Lagave Ishto. So this is Rashi again, the Shitaso, that we say Pagina Ne'eman. It's not Pagina Dibur, but we split up what he believed. So even though he's believed with respect to the Boel, he's not believed with respect to the Nival, his wife. Vihainu Pagina Dibur, that's a splitting up of his statement. We can split part of it this way, part of it the other way. The Hachad Dibur, even though it's one statement, Lagavi Hai Memen, Lo Mehemen Lagavi Hai. We can say he's believed, trusted, Lagavi the Baal, but not Lagavi the Isha. So the Gemara says, Mike Mashman, what's the Chiddush? The Din is the Pakin and Dibur. Hainu Hach, we already learned yesterday's Daf Pakin and Dibur. What's being added here? So the Gemara says, Mal Desema, what would you have thought? Adam Karav Eitel Asmo Amrinan, but Ada Eitel Isha Lo Amrinan. Perhaps one would say, you're only a Karav with respect to yourself. The previous case was where he said someone was Roveh him. So he's a Karav to himself, so he throws out his statement against himself. But when it comes to his Isha, so maybe he's believed to testify against his Isha, against his own wife, Kamashman, he's not trusted against his wife, he's considered Karav. Rashi says here, Eitel Isha lo me'amrinam, Adam Karav le'inyan pagina dibura, v'hol mehemin ahu dibura le'miktile le'chavre le'ktule nami le'dida. Maybe he should be trusted, Lagabi, his wife as well. Kamashlam, we say that a man is Karov Eitel Ishta. So look at Tosos on the top. Tosos says, Eitel Ishta lo amrinan. We don't say there's a Havamina at least that maybe he's not Karov to his wife. How can you have such a Havamina that a person's not a Karov to his wife? The Afa Gav de Masnisen hi Bezeboria, we'll see this in Daf Chav Zayin. The Baal ki Ishtal in an Edus, that a husband is like a wife, that he cannot testify against his wife. So Sagadaita Chacha de Machmas Migo de Mehemin Lahargo, Mehemin Lahargo. In a vacuum, he can never testify against his wife, for his wife, that's Usser. So how come we could suggest here he can? Because since it's part of one testimony, once he's believed Lagabi the Boel, maybe there's a Havmi to think he's trusted Lagabi his wife. Kamashla, no, he's really a Karov to his wife, and we have to throw out that half of the statement. Okay, we're now continuing on these discussions. Amar Rava. Ploni Baal Naara Murasa. A person is Baal Naamurasa, and it's a situation where he testifies that he did something against Naamurasa, but he doesn't know who the Naamurasa is. He says, I know she was a Naamurasa. I don't know who she is. I don't know where she is. So the halacha is he's trying to kill him. V'huzmu. So now the Edom are found to be Edom Zomim. Narogin V'ein Mishalmin Mamon. They get killed, but they don't have to pay any money. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Naragin Mishim Ploni. They tried killing the Boel here, so that's why the Edom Zomim get killed. But V'ein Mishalmim Mamon, they don't pay any money. Tovos Hanok Suvasa Shirata Lafsita. They tried having this Nar Murasa lose her money, because now that she's Nar Murasa and she was Mizana, she doesn't get her ksuba from her husband. And hi, Taima Sharei Lo Hiskir Shem Ha'isha Ulman Mifsadeh. Since there's no mention of a woman, he says, we just know that this guy was Boel, a certain Nar Murasa. Who she is, where she is, we don't know. So since they weren't able to be Mafsid her ksuba, when they're found to be Zomim, they're not responsible to pay that either. There's no one to pay to. But the Gemara says, if he says Bitel Shaploni, they know who it is. It's this person's daughter was the Nar Murasa. So then they tried having them killed and also having her lose her ksuba. So then the halacha is v'huzmu neraginu mishalmin mamon. They get killed and they also pay money. Why? Mamon lazeh v'nefasha lazeh. They get killed for trying to have the Boel and the Nar Murasa being killed themselves. They're Edom Zomim, they get that punishment. And the chayiv mamon because they tried having the father. The father was the one to collect the ksuba, so the father's losing out on the ksuba here. That's mamon lazeh to the father, nefasha lazeh to the Boel and the Nar Murasa.
If she's a bogeret, what would be the difference?
Bulgaria says she's the one who gets the money.
Right.
So that would be Kimlei with the Rabbi Bine because it's Misal Azeh and Mamun, the same exact person.
Right.
So she's the one receiving both.
So that's how you're coming up with an error.
Exactly. Exactly. I think Rashi addresses this point here. So the Gemara now says further, Vama Rava, Ploni Rava. So Hashor, so a person, he says, this person was Roveh Hashor, that's Mishkav Behema, that's an Issa Deraisa, that's a Chiv Misa. And then the Edim are Behuzmu, Neragun Vein Mishalman Mammon. Because they don't mention, Rashi says, they say there was a Shor, that we know this guy was Roveh Hashor, but we don't know who Shor this was. So normally the Halach is a Mishkav Behema, the Adam is killed, and the Shor is Niskal. So now, even though they don't know who the animal is, where the animal is, and who owns the animal, there's no skila for the animal. So they didn't try causing any owner of the shor money loss, so they only chayv the edim zomim or chayv misa for having the person trying to be killed. But if they say it's shor or shaploni, then we know whose animal it was, so then they tried having the animal killed in addition to having the person killed. So v'huzmu, then they're found to be edim zomim, now they have to neragin v'nishalmin mamon. They have to be killed for having the trying to have the person killed, and now they owe money for having the shor be killed. Mamun lezev and fashu lezev. So asks the Gemara Hasu Lamali, what's the need? Hainuach, we said the same exact thing before. The case of the Bito losing the ksubasa, the same thing as the shor case. Gemara says, Mishum de kabai bai bai alave. They want to ask another question on top of this. De bai rava, ploni rava shori mahu. The person testifies that this person was Roveya, not some other person's shore, but my own shore. He was Roveya my shore. So what's the din here? Could he testify against this person? What's the suffix? Mi amrina, do we say Adam Karov Eitel Atzmo, Vein Adam Karov Eitel Balmono? Is he considered a Karov with respect to his mamon or not? He's a Karov with Gave relatives, a wife, a child. Odilma Amrinan Adam Karov Eitel Mamono, or maybe even to his, with respect to his own property, he is considered a Karov, he's no Gebedaver, and cannot testify about it. Now what's strange here is, because not so strange, but he's testifying that his animal is going to be killed. It's actually not beneficial for him. He's losing the animal. But we know the din of Karov has nothing to do with whether we trust him or not. The Gemara, remember the end of Basar, all the way at the end, that even Aaron and Moshe cannot be Edim because they're Krovim, it's a Gzeres HaMelech, the Gemara says. So it has nothing to do with whether it's going to work to his benefit or not. A karov is a psul gzeres hamelech. So is this person going to be a karov legabe his mamon, and we can't trust this statement. So the Gemara says,
Mamon of shach, the guy will be killed, right? Because we'd say palgin and dibur.
Exactly.
So on that side that we're going to say he's a karov itzel mamono, we're saying that he doesn't pay.
I guess the point was he wouldn't lose his animal.
Sure, right.
Yeah. Rashi, look at Rashi, Mahu. You see Rashi, Mahu, there's a short line there, halfway down. Mahu, ploni, vade, mikdal. The person, as Adam just said, vade gets killed. Ela, shor, mi, mikdal. Is he able to have his animal killed? So we'll just read Rashi in the suffix here. Mi amrinan karov etel mamono upalginan dibura lehemune achavrev la ashur. That he is karov with respect to his mamon, and he cannot have the shor killed, and we say palginan, odil malar minan, linin palgi dibura adam karov etzel mamono, v'afa pi debakin olay la'el etzel atzmo.
But let's say he actually, this really happened, and so you have one aid that is not related, and he has a chiyuv, even though he loses the shor, he has a chiyuv to testify.
He is a chiyuv to testify. Who? The one aid?
The owner of the... No, the owner.
But his aid just might not... Right. Aid Echanami.
Meaning this guy is Roveya. He's chayav Misa. Whether he loses the shor or not, he's still chayav to go and give
aidus. Because the Roveya guy.
Yeah.
But even in the questions, we're wanting to know whether the aidus will be accepted, legabe shor.
No, right. But I'm saying, but he cannot lie according to... One aid is going to say, listen, I just saw this guy, you know, Roveya, this guy shor, and he's mitzvah. He cannot say, well, you know, I don't know that he was my shor.
Oh, because it's going to affect his animal? Right.
Yeah. He has no choice, meaning he's put in a situation where he's going to lose or lose the shor.
We don't know if he's going to lose it or not.
But I'm saying, if it's
yeah, there's a chiv. A person knows aidus, he's a chiv to give aidus.
Right.
So the Gemara then says, so what's the answer? So Basar Debayi Hadar Pashte. After they ask the question, they answer it. Adam is Karav Eitel Atmo, the Ein Adam Karav Eitel Mamona, which means the shor would be killed based on his own testimony. Now, there's an interesting discussion in the back whether we say Adam Nogeba Davar applies to only Dine Mamonis, or does it apply even to Dine Isurim? So they have a whole discussion, and let's say it's a situation, your person's testifying about Pachas Mishavar Pruta. So whatever the case might be, it might be some communal issue that each person has a chelik in it, but since it's so far spread out, everyone has only a small chelik and it's less than a Shavar Pruta. So the Chuas Ma'arit asks a question, to the previous case about a person is made on a person who's Baal Ishto, his own wife. He sees this happening. And we said that person can be made against his Baal, against his wife. So he asks, how could he be trusted? Doesn't he hate this man now? He's a Sone. So how could you trust this? How it's Nogeba Dover. He's got Shaychas now to this individual. He hates this person for being Baal Ishto. So how could you trust it? So the Ma'arit concludes that we say no, Negiah only applies to Dine Mamunas, but doesn't apply to Dine Nefashos. That's what he wants to suggest here, and that's why he can testify against the Sone. Even though he hates him, he could testify if it has nothing to do with Mamun.
But so, he can only testify together with an aid that's not related.
Exactly, because Karov is a Psul Karov.
Meaning he cannot create the whole situation because it's somebody who's not Nogeya that is anyways testifying with him.
Say that again.
From a point of view of the guy, it's understandable that he might be Nogeya, but there has to be another aid with him.
Sure. You need to aid him. So he's a Karov Lagabe, his wife. There's no dealing with that. That he's Pasul. But Lagabe Nogeba Davar, which is a different type of Psul, the Ma'arit says it's only a psul agave mamon, but not agave isurim. Others argue on this, that no, negias even applies to things that are not isurim, that are not mamon. But based on this, the Tshuva writes, they quote from the Alfei Menashe, that if there's a situation with pachos mishava pruta, where there is really no mamonus involved, so it depends, can a person who has part of the, you know, can an aide who's part of the community, it's affected the community, something, I don't know, a park, let's say, where each person has a shavaputa chelik in that park, could he testify about something that he saw in that park that took place in his community park? So if it's about dini mamonus, nogeya b'davar applies to only dini mamonus, so he would be able to testify because his chelik is less than shavaputa, which is not mamon. But if you say nogeya b'davar applies across the board, bein mamonus, bein iser, bein anything, then he wouldn't be able to testify about something that he has pachos mishavaputa. Okay, the Gemara now says that halfway down the Amud, Yudam and Aleph, the two dots, the Gemara says as follows. Makos b'shlosh, we had a machlokis in the Mishnah, whether you need 3 or 23 dayanim for a case of malchus. So menahan imile, how do you know? That's 3. Amar Ravuna, Amar Kra, v'shaftim min shnayim. That implies 2. V'ein bezdin shaku, we can never have an even number of dayanim, so mosifin alem od echad, we add on another dayan, harei kan shloshe. That's a total of 3 dayanim. So elam yatev, that's the case. V'tstiku, the pasuk says, that implies shnayim. V'irshiu, that implies another shnayim, that implies another 2. Harei kan shiva, so now the pasuk goes on to say, shouldn't you have another total of 7 dayanim? So the Gemara says you can't learn from the words v'tstiku v'irshiu additional 8 then, because that is needed, hahumi barle, that's needed for a different drasha. Kideula. What's the drasha we learn from Yitztiku v'Yerhishu? Damar Ula remez le'edim zomimim min ator minayin. How do you know, where's a hint to the concept of edim zomimim in the Torah? The Gemara says, remez le'edim zomimim min ator minayin. V'haksiv kashir zomim. Doesn't the pasuk clearly say, it's not a remez, it's a mefurish pasuk, kashir zomim, la'asos. Ela remez le'edim zomimim shalokim minayin. The pasuk never says that Edom Zomim get Malchus ever. They always say, Kasher Zomim Lasos Lachiv, whatever they conspire to do, that's the punishment they receive. We know the first Mishnah Malchus says there's a few exceptions of Ben Grusha and Gullus, that you do not get Kasher Zomim, that you get Malchus. So how do you know you get Malchus? That's not Kasher Zomim. They try giving the guy Gullus. They try saying the guy is a Ben Grusha. So you can't, how do you find that you get give the Edom Zomim Malchus? So the Gemara says, because Dichsiv Yitztikos Atzadik V'Yeshus HaRasha. Because you made the tzaddik tzaddik, you made him innocent, and you made the rasha guilty. And the pasuk goes on to say, I'm getting the pasuk on the side here, the next pasuk is, where is it? Vaya, im ben akos ha-rasha, you give malchus. V'pila ha-shofet v'kiu lefanav, you give the malchus. So Gemara asks, the Gemara quotes this. Mishum de tzikos ha-tzaddik v'shius ha-rasha v'haya ben akos ha-rasha? Because you made the guy innocent, the proper guy innocent, and you made the guilty person, the guilty party guilty, you get Malchus for that? You did the right thing. So why would you get Malchus? Why would there be im ben akos harash? Why would you give Malchus? Ela edim shirshu as a tzaddik. If edim came and made the innocent guilty, and then also edim achrina v'tztik as a tzaddik, and made the innocent back to becoming innocent, meaning in the case of edim zomim, they removed the false edim there. So then dimi kara v'shavinu lahanach risham. So they made the people back to the risham that they were. Then you say v'haya and ben akos harasha. So you give malchus to a situation that there's some times where you cannot fulfill the din of kasher zomim. So then you invoke the pasuk im ben akos harasha. You give malchus to those types of edim zomim, meaning a ben grusha case or a galus case. So asks the Gemara to tepik le milosane. The pasuk says losane. when it comes to Eidim Zomim, you can't give false testimony. Lo sana, we have a klal. Any lav shibatori, you get malchus. So why is that not the source? And so the Gemara answers, Mikum shum dehavile lav shein b'maisa v'cholav shein b'maisa ein lo k'nalav. The testimony is a non-action, and we don't give malchus on a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. So we learn a base in Vayah and Ben Akos Arasha, which is a very direct pasuk telling you you get malchus for Edom Zomim. So Gemara now says, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amru Be'esim Mishlosha. He argued and said, for a case of malchus, you actually need 23 dayanim. Yeah.
Let's say, let's say the Edom Zomim testified that somebody did something wrong without Asra, that would have been Chayav Misa, but they didn't give him Asra.
They would not get Kasher B'Zalim. They wouldn't get punished for that. Only if something...
Because the guy would get Malchus, they don't get Malchus?
No, so there's no Asra, you get nothing.
We said that it's somebody without Asra. In what case? Yes,
that was the case where he gave Asra. The Asra should have been for Chayav Shabbos, which had been Skila, but we warned the guys, don't do it, you're going to get Malchus.
Right, so let's say that case.
So that case, what would they get in that situation where they warned for Malchus? I don't know.
He testified that this guy did this and he was warned for Malchus.
I would imagine that they would get Malchus, whatever they tried Malchus, to right? do. Yeah, I would imagine. I don't remember it being Mefurish anywhere, but I would imagine that would be
right.
the case.
Okay,
the Gemara now quotes Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, who says that you need 23 dayanim for a case of Malchus. Gemara says, my time with the Rabbi Yishmael. Am Rabbi, Asir Rasha Rasha Michavi Mises. There's Exer Shava from Michavi Mises. Ksiv Hachad is written in the context of Malchus, Vaya, and Ben Akos HaRasha. It says the word Rasha. The Ksiv Hachad says elsewhere in the context of Misa, Asher Hu Rasha, La Mus. So that's the case of Misa. Malahalan Be'esim Mishlosha, just like a Bezdin for Misa is 23. So Afkan Be'esim Mishlosha, so too a case of Malchus, through this Gzer Shava, requires the same 23. That's the first opinion. It's simply a Gzer Shava. Rava Amar, the fascinating idea here, Malchus b'makom misa omedes. Malchus stands in the place of death. So what's pshat? Look at Rashi. Rashi says three wide lines down. Malchus b'makom misa omedes. The kaven the other al azaris boro. Since a person violated a decree from Hashem, roi hulamus. A person's worthy of dying. For any time you commit an avera, you're worthy of death. Umisa zuknas alav akasav. The Torah has penalized this person with death. Varehu ka'achas mina misas. And Malchus is considered one of the misas bezdins. Says Rashi that what it means is Malchus is a type of Misa, even though the guy doesn't actually die, it's a type of Misa. So then the Gemara says, before you look at Tosfos, look at Tosfos first. Tosfos writes, Malchus tachas Misa omed. It stands in the place of Misa. Yesh mefarshim mishim de b'nei Noach azarasan zui misasan. What it means is, we'll see later on in the Masechta, the Nuns or so, that any time a B'nai Noach violates one of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, they get killed. For stealing, they get killed. Azarasan, their warning, is considered their warning for death. They get killed for all that. So what we're saying is, for Ben Noach, who gets killed for an Azara, we get Malchus instead of that type of Misa. Our Malchus is in place of their Misa. That's what Tosu says.
Azarasa is what's written in what's got to Pator.
Exactly. The Azara, even though it doesn't specify a sure. penalty, the punishment is always a Misasan. The Odi Shalmer, others say, Mishum de Zimnan, Tosu writes, Mesim Aide Malchus, because sometimes giving them lashes will result in death penalty, with a death, because it's not Be'ilu Heinagolan, Umesa Tachas Yado Pater. He doesn't like these pshatim, and therefore he goes with Shitas Rashi, that Malchus itself is some level of Misa that you're given. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Acha Brei Durava L'Rav Ashi. Yachi, that's the case. Umdana Lamali L'michya. Why do you need to assess and evaluate how much he could handle in terms of Malchus? V'mais L'mais. L'michay K'hinim. V'mais L'mais. And if he dies, he dies. Because Malchus is also a Misa B'fnei Asma. What's the idea for an Umdana here? So Amalei Amakra, because there's a pasuk that restricts us from killing him. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says in regards to Malchus, it says V'nikle achicha le'necha. You're supposed to nikle, give Malchus, hit your brother in your eyes. What does that mean? Ki machisa gaba dechaya machisa. When you hit the guy, you're supposed to hit him when he's still alive, when he's still your achicha. So you can't kill him. So then the Gemara says, Elohadatani, the writer that says, Amdu lekabel esrim ein makanos ha'elamakas haruris lishalish. If the guy assesses his strength, he can handle 20 malchus, we always go by threes, the Gemara says. So we have to go by the lowest multiple, 3 below that. You don't go above the amount, so you go to the 18. You don't go to 21, but you go to 18. You go below that. So v'kamahein, how much is a third? How much a multiple of 3 that's within the range of 20? So hein tamni sari, 18 is how many you give him. So the Gemara says, limche esim v'chada. So why not give him the 21? And v'chimayis b'ha chada limos. And when he dies with the 21st hit. The hakimachas agave dechay kamachas. When you hit him, he was alive. We just assessed that this guy could get 20 malchus. So after 20, he's going to live. The last one you give him, he's alive still, but now he's dead. V'nikla ve'achecha. You hit him when he's a brother. So the Gemara says, no, the pasuk is Amar Kar. The pasuk says, V'nikla achicha leinecha. That means is acha shaloka. After the malchus were given to him, he has to still be achicha ba'ina v'leka. He needs to still be alive. So give him malchus that he's able to live after all the malchus are done. So that's how we know, even though malchus is really mamish, a type of misa, the pasuk restricts it to misa that we let him live. Fascinating concept. Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah, Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha. When it comes to Ibur HaChodesh, when it comes to adding a month, you need 3 dayanim to judge this case. Chishiv Lokotani doesn't talk about the discussion, the analysis, whether there's a need for one. Rather, Kiddush Lokotani either. Doesn't say the being Mekadesh HaChodesh, Ela Ibur. It's the Ibur. Ibur means when you add an extra day. It becomes a 30-day month, and the 31st day becomes the first day of the next month. Right? So every month has either 29 days or 30 days. So it's Ibur means whether it's a 30-day month, and then the following day is Rosh Chodesh of the next month. So the Gemara says, what's the need for an Ibur Chodesh? El Ibur lo lekadshe umemela liaber. Don't do an Ibur and just let the days run out, and then memela it's going to be the next month, because we know it can never be more than a 30-day month. So Amar Abai says, you're right, Tani Kiddush HaChodesh. There's a mistake. It should really be Kiddush HaChodesh, that you need 3 to make Kiddush HaChodesh, and it's not referring to Ibur Chodesh. Tani Nami Hachi, the Baisa says the same thing, Kiddush HaChodesh, Vibra Hashana B'Shlosha Divrei Rebbe Meir, that the word should really be Kiddush HaChodesh, you need 3 to sanctify the new month. So Amar Rava says, V'ha Ibur Kadani, he can't just say that, he can't just change the words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ibur, it doesn't say Kiddush. And we've mentioned this in the past, that Rav and Abai had this machlokas in general, that Abai is much more willing to change words in the Mishnah to make it work with logic, and Abai was a Rava, was willing, he wanted to maintain the text more and to change some other pshat. So El Amar Rava, Rava says, Kiddush b'yom ibur b'shlosha. When you're Mekadesh the Chodesh on the Yom, the Ibur, which is the 30th day, you make the Anti Rosh Chodesh, so then you need 3. But if it's Acher Ibur, if it's after the 30th day and it becomes a Kiddush Chodesh on its own, Leka Kiddush, there is no need to make a Kiddush Chodesh. So Amane, who is the author of this? It must be Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, he, the Tnan Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, Omer, im lo nira bismano, ein mekadshin oso. If it doesn't appear in the right time, meaning the Kiddush HaChodesh was after, it was day 31, we'll call, which is really the first of the next month, it was delayed, so then there's no need to be mekadesh the month, because shekvar kitshu b'shamayim. Because in Shemayim they know, if the 30th day wasn't made to Rosh Chodesh, it's not made to day 1, so that means day 31 will become Rosh Chodesh. So there's no need for Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's what we're saying here. That if Kiddush HaChodesh is made on the Ibur of the Chodesh, which is day 30, they're turning into day 1, so then you need 3 people. But if it's not until day 31, so there is no need for Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah is saying, according to the Shita of Rava. There's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here, about when we say that the Kvar Niskadesh B'Shemayim. So Tosfos, Rashi writes here, Shekvar Kidshu B'Shemayim, it's around halfway down the Rashi's, Bezdin Shelamala Me'esmol. Bezdin Shelamala already made it a Chodesh from yesterday. Tosfos has a problem with this, I'm not going to go through it, but there is an argument of the involvement, the relationship between Bezdin Shelamala and Bezdin Shelamata. It implies from Rashi that Bezdin Shelamala always makes a decision first, and we just follow suit. And Tosfos has a hard time with that. He thinks the other way around, that we really make the Chodeshir, and Bezdin Shelamala follows us. Exactly, it's in our hands, right. So that's an interesting debate here. Where is Rashi coming from? Unclear where is Rashi coming from, but that seems to be the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. So then the Gemara says, where are we? Rav Nachman Amar, he has a different interpretation of the Mishnah. He says, Kiddush Acher Ibur B'Shlosha B'Yom Ibur Lekha Chodesh. He's the opposite. If you're making a Kiddush HaChodesh after the Ibur, meaning day 31 is turning to day 1, that's the delayed one, that's when you need a Kiddush. But if you're making it on day 30, you're turning day 30 into really day 1, so then you don't need a Kiddush. Umani, who holds this way? This is Plimo. The Tanya Plimo Omer Bismano Ein Mekachin Oso. When it comes to the expected time, the day 30 is really going to be day 1. So then Shalom Bizar, then you don't need to Ein Mekachin Oso. There's no need for Kiddush. That's expected. That's Bismano. But Shalom Bismano, if it's delayed, which is when we don't expect it to happen, so then that's when Mekachin Oso, that's Dafka when you do need to make a Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, so two different machlokas, how to read the Mishnah, depending which Tana you're going based on Plimo versus the Tana of Reb Elazar Ber Tzaddok.
Interesting, because we have almost the same amount of Chodesh of Ibur that not. So Zmano would seem that they're both Bismano, it's just that depends which month it is, right?
Say that again, we have the same amount.
I mean, we almost have, I think, how many months in according to Hillel, the calendar, how many are
the mice? I don't know. I'm going to guess six. I don't know.
So they're both Bismarck. I mean, it's not, if it's 30, it's also Bismarck. It's just that it's Melbourne.
Right. So I don't know what Bismarck has to do with it. The Rashi points out here, the Chodesh is 29 days and a half in Harim and Chalakim. Has to do somehow with that, I believe.
That more than the 29.
I think so. So then the Gemara quotes Rashi says, Liolam Chishiv Katani. Really, the Mishnah is referring to that the calculation of three people sitting around, how they would calculate it. Umay Ibur, why does the Mishnah say Ibur if it's really Chishuv? Because it means Chishuv de Ibur, the calculation of whether there's a need for an Ibur Chodesh or not. V'aydi de kabay lemisa Ibur Shana, tananami Ibur Chodesh. So once they mention Ibur with respect to an Ibur Shana, so they also use the same terminology of Ibur Chodesh, but it really should be Chishuv de Ibur. Tananami, the Brisa says this as well, Ibur Chodesh. Ibur Chodesh, Chishuv Kodesh in. I'm sorry. Read again. Ma'isha Ibur Chishuv. Ma'ibur Chishuv. The Ibur. Va'idi the Kabay Lemisa Ibur Shana. Tananami Ibur Chodesh. Ibur Chodesh. Chishuv Chodesh. So Gemara says, Ein Kiddush Chodesh. In Kiddush Chodesh Lo. It's only referring to that you have to have three dayanim to assess the situation, but with respect to actually being Mekadesh Chodesh, that you don't need three. So Mani, who holds that you don't need three dayanim for Kiddush HaChodesh? Rabbi Eliezer, he. Desane, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Bein Bismano, Bein Mishlo Bismano, Ein Mekadeshin also, you never need to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Shenemar, the Patek said, V'kidashim Eshnas HaChamishim Shana, that you make the 50th year of Yovel Kaddush. Shna Shanim Ata Mekadesh, V'ata Mekadesh Chodashim. You only sanctify years, but you don't sanctify month. So we have a whole range here of shitas of Tanaim, and each Amara takes a Tana to their corner to decide how to read the Mishnah.
But what is Chishuv about?
It's about calculating.
Adam came, Adam come.
What are they calculating? So look at very good. We look at Rashi says.
We had some months you had to do without that. Remember that? I think an Av. What was it with
them? There are certain things here. You see Rashi with Rashi Chishuv Dibur?
The second Rashi in the page talks about what Chishuv.
Okay, see Rashi Chishuv Lo Katani. Rashi all on top says the name Meshitzarch Shlosha the Chashiv Im Yabru Esachodesh. You need three. The Bechushban Natalia depends on a Cheshbon. The Afla Pishitzarch Le Abro, even though you have to be Maber, could go Mishum Yarka, Mishum Asya, if there's need for vegetables or other things that we're going to see in the Gemara. Afil Hachi Chushban Abba, you still need to have a Cheshbon here. Kiditzanam Maseches Erechin Ein Poschin Me'arba Chadashim Hamubarim Bishana Lo Nir Le Aber Yose Al Shmona. There always has between 4 and 8 Ibur Chodeshes. So even though we have Adam testifying, you still have to have some level of calculation here, because otherwise it messes everything up. So that there is some, again, not a heavy calculation, but there is some level of cheshbon that's required. Right, right.
Below 4 or above 8.
Okay. Let's go back to another Gemara. Now it says halfway down the Amud here, two dots from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer B'Shlosha. So this is referring to what here? He had the din of, you start off the process of an Ibur Shana with 3, and then you had 5 to discuss further, and then needed 7 to finalize the Ibur Shana. So the Gemara says, Tanya Ketzad, how does this work exactly? So Amar Rabban Shimon Gamliel B'Shlosha Maschilin B'Chamisha Nosin V'Nosin V'Gomrim B'Shiva, like I just said. So Echa, let's say, one of them says, Omer Leshev, V'Shanim Omrim Shul Leshev. One says, let's see, the first three coming to say, should we have a conversation about Ibur Shana here or not? Does it deserve, like, the first round? So one guy says, let's sit down, let's discuss whether we should have one or not. And two guys says, lo leishev. So batel yachid b'miyutu shnayim b'miyutu. So the one guy's batel, and they don't have a sit-down discussion that year. Ibur Shana is not going to happen. But let's say, shnayim omrim leishev, v'echad omer shelo leishev. Two guys says, let's sit down, let's talk about this year's having an extra month. And one guy says, no, there's no need of this year. So then, we say, and therefore we follow the two. And now that they've had the open first discussion, let's have a sit-down meeting. So now they invite Mosif and Aleim Odshain. They bring other two people in. So now they've got five people in the room. And Nosim and Nosim Badavar. Now they have a conversation, say, should we have an Ibur Shana or should we not have an Ibur Shana? So Shnaim Omrim Tzricha, Rishloshim Omrim Eino Tzricha. So three guys against two say we don't have to have an Ibur Shana this year. So Batl Shnaim B'miutan, the two are Batl, and there is no Ibur Shana. But if you have Shlosh Omrim Tzricha, three says we do need an extra month this year. V'shnaim Omrim Eino Tzricha, so then we follow the three, that's the rove here. And Mosif and Alein Od Shnaim, we add another two, Sheina Minyan Pachas Meshiva. You need another two to finalize. They're not part of the actual discussion, but they are part of the formal decision making of it being an Ibur Shana. So it's 3, 5, 7. So this seems pretty arbitrary why we have these numbers. What's the basis? So the Gemara says, honey, shlosha, v'chamisha, v'shiva, k'neged mi. What's the correspondence of 3, 5, and 7? Where did this come from? So this is machlokas we have in the Maseches Megillah as well. The Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani v'chadime, one of his... Pligi bar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani v'chadime. So this is machlokas between Rabbi Yitzchak and one of his friends, Umanu, who was his friend, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, and Amri Lather say, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, v'chadi mei Manu, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachmani. Okay, these two individuals had a machlokas, what the basis of 3, 5, 7 was. So Amr Keneged Birchas Kwanim, which has the three brachas, the first bracha is three words, second bracha is five words, the third bracha is seven words. That's the basis of this 3, 5, 7 for Ibur Shana. V'chad Amar Shlosha Keneged Shomri Asaf, Chamisha Murei Pnei Melech, Shiva Roei Pnei Melech. One is a correspondence to the 3, 5, 7 ministers in these psukim. Which psukim are we referring to? So Rashi says all the way at the bottom, this is always a machlokas Rashi Tosis, whenever you see this appear, Rashi says it's keneged, where did Rashi go here? Oh, Shlosha keneged Shomri Asaf. Kolomar Ashkechina b'malchusa da'ara, we found on a malchus down here, kingdom down below, we have Shlosha Mamonim, Chamisha Mamonim, and Shiva Mamonim. We have 3, 5, 7 types of officers. And Gimel Keneged Shomri Asaf B'Tzikiyahu, Gavei Galus Nevuzradon. It goes on to explain, we have Achashverosh, and so on and so forth. So Rashi uses non-Jewish kings as the model for 3, 5, 7 of the Ibur Shana. Tosos takes an issue with Rashi on this. He says, it doesn't make sense that we're going to model our 3, 5, 7 on non-Jewish kings. So Rabbeinu Tam says, based on Sari Yisrael, based on the ministers we have amongst Kalei Yisrael, he brings Psukim from Melachim and Yirmiyahu to prove the 3, 5, 7 pattern for Ibur Shana. Gemara now says, Tani, Rav Yosef, Hani Shloshev, Chamisha V'Shiva, what it's based on, he says, Shlosha Keneged Shomri Asaf, like we said, Chamisha Merai Pnei Melech, and Shiva Roi Pnei HaMelech. So the Gemara says, Amr Le'abai, my sister of Yosef, Ad Ha'idna, my time of Parish Lamar, Hachi. So how come you wait until now to tell me what Pshat was in 3, 5, 7? I've been waiting so long to find that Pshat. So he says, Amr Le'ula Ha'viyadina, that Shechusa. I didn't know you needed me. Mi Bais, Minai, Milsav, La'amri Le'chu. Have you ever asked me something in the past I held it back from you? I just didn't know. Open up your mouth, ask a question, and I'll certainly be more than glad to answer your questions. Okay?
What is the relationship between... Huh. It's just a smart